Ninth week, seventh day, first things first. In any church which is properly wired for electricity, no effort is required to bring light into the rooms. There are no smoky lampshades to clean, no paraffin to pour, and no wicks to keep carefully trimmed. Just by the flick of a switch, the whole building can be flooded with light. And so it is in any church which is properly wired spiritually. No effort is required to bring the light of Christ to the congregation. When the minister is selflessly and utterly surrendered to God, the elders, deacons, trustees, superintendents, directors of activities, etc., are perhaps only slightly less consecrated, and the congregation itself is harmonious with mutual trust and love. The flame of God is already lighted in every heart. It is not even necessary to put on bazaars and suppers to advertise in the local papers to draw our congregation to such a house of God. It is hardly necessary to preach sermons, merely to step inside the sanctuary where first things are really put first. It's like stepping into the quietude and harmony of heaven. Glenn Clark's choice of scripture for today is from the Psalms, Psalm 27, verses 4 through 6. One thing I have desired of the Lord that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock, and now shall mine head be lifted above mine enemies around me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord.